Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with your news briefing. The Queensland coroner believes it's unlikely authorities could have stopped the tragic murders of Brisbane mother Hannah Clark and her three children. It follows a 9-day inquest, with the coroner delivering four recommendations, including training programs for specialist police. Hannah's father, Lloyd, says the changes should be adopted by every state and territory, not just in Queensland.
It's good to have the support out there. Yeah. Not only just from Queensland, we're getting national support too. So this is why we hope now that things can move on and go national. You know, all these other states need to start looking at this as well.
The Energy Minister is outlining the government's plans to provide the country with reliable, cheaper and greener power, while Chris Bowen's told Press Club about some of Labor's plans to capture renewable energy as part of its Rewiring the Nation initiative.
They say the wind doesn't always blow and the sun doesn't always shine, and that's true everywhere. But across our country, it's normally blowing or shining somewhere. And improved transmission will help us get that renewable energy from wherever it's being generated at that time to where we need it.
He's also talking big changes to legislation and bipartisanship. The cash keeps coming through the registers. If the latest retail figures are anything to go by, turnover rose 0.8% in May, with department stores, cafes, restaurants and takeaway food spearheading sales. And the ancestors of human beings could be a lot older than first thought. Fossils found in a cave in South Africa suggest some of our primitive predecessors could have been around for a million years longer than previously estimated. Listener.